Okay, y'all. So that was volume one. What'd you think? I mean, like, beginning at season one, all the way to the last episode, that was volume one. What did you think?
It's so much.
It's too much to process.
Oh.
It was actually several years of work.
It was. So. But.
Yeah.
Man.
And yet you all failed. So, congratulations.
You know, the gears were moving. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say third time's the charm. So we have, like, two more times to go, right?
Truly. Yeah. I agree. I think that in one of the volumes, you should at least be successful, right?
God, I hope
surely.
So.
Yeah.
Aim high.
Exactly. Just aim.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'm just kidding. It was so much fun to play with you guys. I loved it. Okay. So, I'm glad that you enjoyed volume one.
Okay. But wait a minute. So, I have a question.
Okay. You can ask anything.
Were any of us actually real? Like, were the characters real? Or even in their time? Or what? I mean...
I bet she's going to say, never explain anything.
Well, no, that's the end of that volume. So I can definitely give you, like, some answers. And so some of the characters were definitely real and will probably be seen in future volumes. Most of the player characters and some of the NPCs were mostly just like dreams or vapors, like passing from the imagination of an unknowable entity being formed as a cruel joke.
That is cruel. To believe that you were ever to have had a past, but to know that it wasn't real.
So, which unknowable entity was it, though?
That's unknowable, Michael.
All right, so when do we start volume two? Because I am fucking pumped.
Yeah, because there's certainly some very real people that I'm interested to see if they're still floating in space.
Ooh, we all float down here.
Nope, we're not doing that. We're not doing it.
Aw, come on, Georgie. Don't you want your spaceship back? Just reach down. Take it.
No. Moving right along.
Okay. Volume two starts as soon as we find a new cast member. So, Mike, what's happening next time on Cthulhu and Friends?
Ooh, next time. Next time on Cthulhu and Friends, are you a longtime listener with an interest in filling the empty seat at our table? Are you available or willing to record in 4-hour sessions every other Friday? Is your internet connection capable of streaming? Because we record live on YouTube. Then you might be the right person to fill the empty seat.
That's right. We're looking for just the right person to join us as we descend into madness. Go to cafpodcast.com and click on Casting Call of Cthulhu to find out more details. We've selected some scripts from movies and video games as audition pieces, but we hope that you'll take them and make them your own.
We're not looking for professionals. I mean, we're not either. But we're looking for someone that enjoys that dramatic improv that we've come to be known for, and someone that's excited to be a part of the team.
Okay, so what if, like, three people that audition we really like? Do we get all of them to be on the show?
Well, we'll select some of our favorites based on those auditions, and we'll play about 3 or 4 sessions with each person to see if they mesh well with the rest of the cast, and then we'll announce the permanent new cast member at GeeklyCon 2018.
Okay, so I guess that's it for now. We'll be releasing some content on this feed and our side quest feed as we begin the audition process.
If you want to follow the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter at CAF Podcast.
I'm at Typical Veronica.
You can find me at Definitely Stacy.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
You know, maybe Hiroshi. Your name could be here next.
It's the most terrible hero impression ever.
Did you guys... I think you both need to remember that you have a monster... You have a monster can of dick. You
what
can't...
What does that mean?
Like, I guess I just don't think that someone with a monster can of dick speaks like that.
When we're impersonating Hero?
Yeah. Did you think that in general you guys have monster cans of dicks? I thought you meant that
our performance for this was real bad. Like, we had tiny penis syndrome and we needed to step it up a fucking notch. And I was like,
let me go rev
Jesus
my car
Christ,
for a minute.
My dick is on the floor right now.
Do you want to be a part of this?
Welcome to Dick Joke Central.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You guys have gross. No idea what you're auditioning for.
Yeah, none at all.
Fresh meat for the grinder.
Fresh meat, fresh meat, fresh meat.
Well, on top of all the horror they're willing to dish out, those chunk lads obviously like a good laugh at the table, and you can have some laughs with them too. But it's only going to happen if you go to CAFpodcast.com, look for the Casting Call of Cthulhu section, and get your audition in by November 19th. That's a deadline we have set, and I am so excited to see what you creepers have in store for us, because I know there is so much talent out there. So check it out, find out what rings true for you, get that into us, and hopefully we will see you joining the cast of Cthulhu and Friends. Now, Monster Can, are we talking like the Mean Bean, or like the regular small green, or King?